Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
Jesus said, "Unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Have you ever wondered why God referenced a child? Let's listen as Pastor Joel continues the teaching series, Let the Children Come.
I remember, do you remember when you were 3 or 4, 5 or 6? I remember when I was that age, and I remember going downtown Chicago, where I'm from, and my mother carrying me by the hand on State Street, and we're walking. And she's walking real fast because we're trying to catch the L train, which is sort of like the BART here. But the L train is just not as clean in Chicago, never has been. Real dirty. Okay, but she was carrying me by the hand, practically dragging me, saying, "Come on, Joel." And she's walking. And I couldn't see above her back because there were so many people on State Street. There were so many people that it was like trying to get through bumping shoulders. So all I could do was hold on to my mother's hand. And I was so fearful, and I remember panicking, thinking, if she lets go of my hand, I'm going to be lost. I couldn't even see daylight. You hear me? I couldn't see the sky. And why do I remember this now that the Lord gave me this word? It's to share it with somebody. I couldn't see daylight, so I had to hold on for dear life to my mother's hand like a child, because I knew that my parent would get me through. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why Jesus says we got to hold on to his hand just like a parent, just like God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to get us through, because you can't see what's down the road. Does that make sense? And that's exactly what he told me, because I was just a child. I was dependent on my parent. I depend on my father. I depended on my mother. She had 13 of us, but she still thought enough of number 12 to get him through as well. I'm so glad, because she wasn't supposed to have me, but she did. And she didn't believe in abortion, by the way. And she, when the doctor said, if you have one, you'll die. And she said, huh, I had you, and I knew when you were going to be born to the minute. And then on top of that, she had another one 4 years later at the age of 45 and said, how do you like me now? And we're both here now. Of all my brothers, 6 boys, 7 boys, only 2 left, me and my younger brother. And we were the ones that weren't supposed to be here, and we were both in Christ Jesus, okay? The other ones weren't. The last 2, that's telling somebody something. Before they tell you to erase your children, you say, the Lord put them there, I'm having them, okay? And let God do the rest, amen? So I say that, I get back to this. It was my mother that brought me through, and that is how we have to be with Jesus. Jesus stands with his hands outstretched, saying, take my hand. If you come to me, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm here to guide you. I'll come in and dine with you. I'll give you the food for your soul to get you through this thing, but you have got to come to me humble, okay? There's work to be done, but you can't get it unless you're humble. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me, comes to the Father, but through me. You can't bypass Jesus. You can't fake him out. You can't cross him over. You can't do any of those things. Ain't no breaking ankles when it comes to Jesus, okay? You can't fake him out, okay? And that's all well and good, saints. But we need to understand what it means to enter by Jesus. He says, no one comes to the Father unless he enters by me. What it means to enter by Jesus, it means to enter through Jesus. To enter by or through Jesus means to come to Jesus humbly and in total faith. Humbly and in total faith, just as a child. If a child is crying, I heard a story of a child crying. And you know what the father told him? There were autumn leaves on the ground. And he told him that the autumn leaves were golden leaves, and that it would take the teardrops away or something to that effect. Do you know the child could see what his father was saying? His faith was just that strong, and it soothed him. And he started picking up the leaves and collecting the leaves, the different colors, and said, Daddy, are these golden? And that type of thing. See, a child has this faith when you tell them something, and then when you tell them in righteousness, the child is more apt to accept it. See, and that's what Jesus is looking for in us. That's why this is so important. That's why you see him say over and over again, the Bible refers to children coming to Jesus just as a child. That's right. That's what it takes to be a true follower, a true disciple. Now you say, well, how can you be a disciple and be childlike? You can. Those are the ones that are childlike. Paul, as fierce as he seemed, was a child of God. Was he not? Paul said, don't worry about me. Don't cry for me. His faith was that strong in the Lord. He was. These are things that we think about if you look back in the history of the Bible, just as a child. And Peter had to be taught, though, didn't he? Peter had to talk. He had to be humble, didn't he? The Lord had to tell Peter, he didn't say it to Peter, but he spoke to the demon that was affecting Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, didn't he? Okay. Peter got beside himself in pride, didn't he? Thought he could tell the Lord how to run his show. And he said, no, you get behind me, Satan. And he had to humble himself, okay? So, but this was teaching as we teach children. And that's what God is, that's what he does, you all. But that's what he's looking for, and the churches need to know this. We need to know that we don't get too big to follow God, that we can't follow him. We don't get too big that we make our own decisions. We don't get too big. If you're really a follower of Christ, you can't make your own decisions. I can't make my own decisions. I had to ask the Lord, Lord, do you want us to hug people with this virus going around? What do you want us to tell the people? We had to go before the Lord to find out. See, we take everything to the Lord in prayer because I don't ever want anybody saying I told them to do something. It comes from the Lord. Our word, everything we do, our tenets of faith, our bylaws, everything says we go directly to the Lord on everything. And if we make a mistake where we don't go to him, guess what? We're going to quickly correct it and go to him. Because that's my job. I've given it up. I'm free falling. I am out of the plane. He's my parachute. And that's the only way to truly serve the Lord. I want you all to know that. That's the only way. If you're holding something back, you're going to be held back. You may not even know it now. The Lord told me you're going to want everything I have for you in heaven. Believe me, you're going to want it. So you may as well get with the program. He told me that in the very beginning when he first came to me in 2004. He didn't tell me I was going to be a pastor. But he doesn't tell you everything at once. Sometimes he leads you. And then, oh, by the way, he said one day, oh, Joel sounds sort of like a preacher, doesn't he? And I didn't even know what that meant. Here it is, 14 years later, and what am I doing? So I thank God for that. But getting back to point here, I want you to know that true disciples have to humble themselves before God. So let me take you to the Bible again in order to for you to see how being a child spiritually is mandatory if we're going to become disciples of Christ. It's mandatory, you all. Let's go to our Bibles again, and let's look at, Pastor, can you take us now to the book of Psalms, Psalm 25. This is one that we don't usually see. Let's go to Psalm 25, and let's go to verses 8 to 10.
Psalm 25, verses Please. 8 to 10 tells us, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice.
There we go again.
And the humble he teaches his way. Mm-hmm. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Now you see that this excerpt confirms that the Lord, it confirms him to be a teacher. You see that? I said he's always teaching. It says right here, he's teaching. It says, good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way. And the humble he guides in justice. That means, again, we've got to humble ourselves if we want to be guided by the Lord. Huh? We can't be like a mule. And you say, come on, mule. It's going, and you just stand there. You got to move when the Lord says move. You can't dig your feet in the ground and not do what the Lord wants you to do. And say, as I hear many people saying, well, the Lord knows me, and I'm just that way, and that's the way it is. Well, you're a mule. The Lord said you're supposed to go with him, not be a donkey. He says he guides those who are humble. How is he going to guide you if you don't want to do what he says? is humility. Again, humility is at the forefront, is what I'm saying. And notice also, it's got to be in the mix. So whatever you're doing for the Lord, whatever you think you're doing, don't mean a thing if you're not humbling yourself before the Lord. You can own all the tea in, I was going to say China. Well, you can own all the, wherever tea comes from. If you're not humbling yourself before the Lord, it doesn't mean anything. You can be the biggest politician. Huh? You can be the biggest movie star. But before you leave out of this place, and before you think about going to heaven, you've got to come down to earth and humble yourself before the Lord. I like to compare it to what I remember about math in school, is that you had to reduce fractions to their lowest term sometime and build them up as whole numbers. And I believe that that's how the Lord works in us. Sometimes he's got to break us down before he can build us up. Amen? And he wants to build you up whole, not for you to be a fraction of anything. And that's what this is about. That's why he says you got to come to me as a child. Okay? He's saying that to keep his covenant. That's what it says right here. He said to keep his covenant. To such as keep his covenant and his testimony. So that means if you're going to be walking with the Lord, you got to be a humble person. And that's why he mentions a child. How humble? As a child. Obviously, this is referring, this scripture in Psalm, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 25 is referring to humble people, humble service. That means that you try to do all that the Lord tells you to do, not some things. You don't do some things, and some things you leave off like your memory just went bad or something like that. When the Lord tells you something, you got to at least try to do it. Sometimes he knows you can't complete the task. He just wants to see if you're going to go for it and do it. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. Sometimes he's going to send you to people that you don't like or don't care for, and you can feel that vibe as soon as you get there. I'm in the wrong place. They don't like me. And he'll tell you to give them a word anyway to see if you'll do it. He knows what you're going to do, but to see for you to see if you'll do it. Huh? I know a pastor who was in prison, and he told me that's where the Lord grabbed him. When he was locked down, he was set free. Isn't that something? And the Lord has a sense of humor. He put me and this pastor together. I'm an ex-cop. He's an ex-con. How'd that work? Here we are praising God together, talking about the word of God. You know why? Because we're all brothers in Christ. And how he got his freedom was behind bars, but I was outside locked down. And I had to come inside to Jesus to get free. Huh? How is that? That's why whether you're a banker or whether you're a bum, whatever the case may be, God will pull you out of that thing and get you right. If you humble yourself before him, you won't see color. It'll be two types of people, honest or dishonest, godly or ungodly, righteous or unrighteous. Color has nothing to do with it because you can't see the spirits that's moving the people. All right? So we have to understand that that's why he says humble ourselves in Christ. See, when it comes to working for the Lord and following Christ as a true disciple, humility is a quality which must be learned and adopted. And the quicker we learn it, the better off our walk. Oh, you talk about going in circles. Oh, you talk about church hopping, church shopping, church bopping. Whatever you want to call it, that's what you're going to be doing if you don't humble yourself before the Lord. First of all, you don't know what church you're going to go to unless you ask the Lord. Yes, go to a church because you're looking for something. But God is looking for something in you. You see what I mean? We're so quick to think it's about us. Well, I don't like that church. Why not? Well, I like that church. Well, I can bring my family, and it's got things to do, you know. They have Scrabble and different things on the weekend. They got good donuts, and they got a Starbucks built. I can go to Walmart and get me a Scrabble game. I get my donuts at Starbucks, you know. I come for the word. I come to be fed. And I didn't understand either when I became a pastor. I didn't know anything about church. I'd never been in a church. Till I was 49. I didn't know about a church till 2004. All I knew was what I had seen from people like Reverend Ike, and I surely wanted to have nothing to do with that. If y'all know who that was. So when the Lord called me, I said, what is this? Well, I knew Jesus. I didn't know folks. So when he stopped telling me to preach the word, and I said, well, I see why people are crying, because they saw angels like I did, and he was taken up in the spirit for 6 days like I did, and they saw that the Lord gave them a revelation, and people died when he said they were going to die. No wonder people are in church. And I couldn't wait to talk to pastors. I couldn't wait to talk to the congregation. And when I said, thank y'all, I'm here, and I got so much to catch up on, because I know you all have seen angels, and I know the Lord talked to you. You heard the spirit. They go, man, what's wrong with you? They practically said, what you been drinking? What are you talking about, man? You know, no, I've been in church since I was 4, but no, that didn't happen to me. And then I started learning there's a difference in being called, chosen, appointed, anointed, and doing church through tradition. I found out that people bring up their relatives in churches, and they pass it on to their good friends in the boardroom and all these things. And I didn't see the Lord said, I'm going to show you what not to do. And we don't do that today. We do what the Lord tells us to do. And I found that you won't see a whole bunch of people coming to a place like that where you get truth. I don't see anybody running to the doctor till they have to come. Huh? You don't go to the doctor and say, oh, I just want to hang out in the waiting room. No, that doesn't work that way, right? Because you know you might not get the diagnosis you want, and you might even have to take a shot or two. Well, that's how it is in here. But the one thing you know about when you come to a church where they're preaching the word of God, you're going to come out of that church differently. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be changed around for the better. Whether you see it now or not, you're going to see it in the long run. And that's what it's about. I found that out, and then I understood why he called me the way he called me. I don't knock any pastors. If you're in a pulpit doing this job, my heart goes out to you, because I can't wish it on you. The Lord will have to call you, okay? Because this job is more important than the president of the United. This job is more important than me and the president, okay? Yeah, because I can't push a button and drop a bomb when people make me mad. I got to love them and save them. That's why it's more important. That's why it's harder, okay? All right. All everybody said, my mama told me I was going to be a bad. My sister told me, my brother told me, the dog told me. Whatever two told you, make sure God told him to tell you, okay? Before you get up in there, because once you get up in there, you're going to be required to walk it, okay? For much is given, much is required. So anyway, back here, humility, that's what he's looking for. And when it comes to working for the Lord and following Christ, true disciples, humility is a quality, like I said, that you got to get it in you, okay? We have to learn some things some people don't want to let down or let go of what they have. They want to do church the way they've been doing it. Some people are learned in the word. They know the word. They can give you scripture because they've been in church 30, 40 years. They know scriptures. Yeah, right? They know scriptures, okay? They can come on. You say, what's Jeremiah 29 and 11? Oh, I, the Lord, I know the thoughts I think towards you to give you a future and a hope. And they'll tell you everything, you know? Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust the Lord with all your heart. He said, lean not on your own understanding. You know, they'll tell you everything. But they still haven't laid it down. And that's good to know the word. It's good to have them good old trivia facts, okay? You can win at Bible trivia if you're on a long train ride. You know, you keep yourself occupied, right? But are you following the word of God, and have you humbled yourself to get to where he wants you to be? That's what we're talking about. Amen? That's what we're talking about. See, I like her. She said, thank you. You know, the Lord sent people that you hear that voice and it just make you sweat. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, the Lord says, let's look at this. Let's go to the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7 to 10. Read that one for us, Pastor, please.
James 4, 7 to 10. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, mm-hmm. and he will flee from you. Mm-hmm. Draw near to God, mm-hmm. and he will draw near to you. Mm-hmm. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, mm-hmm. and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Uh-huh. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Then it says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Annalisa. Now, surely, I know you've all heard this at least sometime before in your life. It's one of those scriptures that we hear a lot, at least some of it. We don't hear all of it. We say submit to God, resist the devil and all that. But we preach it all the time is what I'm saying. And because it's important. When you hear a scripture going over and over, you know I don't preach anything except what the Lord gives me. He gives it to me. I write it just as I'm hearing it, and I try to put it out. I told you all that before. I don't just come in here off the cuff and do anything because I don't want me to be in it. I want to make sure that the Lord, this is the way he called me in. I don't use computers. I'm a long-handed person till my hand runs out. I write everything, okay? This is what the Lord gives me. So he said, so when he told me that when he gives me a word, I'm to do it till he says not to do it. So when I give you scripture and it comes at you a different way, it's because he says give it over and over again until they do it over and over again. Okay? See, you can go through this whole Bible and read it all you want to, but if you haven't done this much of it, where are you in your studies? Where are you in your application? You got to apply the things that we learn. So a teacher doesn't move you until you pass this test. Sometimes you got to be done over again, right? Okay? Repeat the class, right? So God wants us to go, but he tells us when and how to go. So we've heard this over and over again. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But the part that I want you to see is that the part 10, humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. There's that word again. That's the bottom line. That's what we need to get to. You're talking about submitting to God? You talking about you want to see the devil? You want to see the bottom of his Nikes or his Reeboks? Or you want to see him running? Whatever the case may be, then you got to humble yourself before God. That's what it is. The Lord says that's what it is. That's how steeped this world is in sin, that we've got to humble ourselves. This text is saying that there's no time for us to cavalierly live our lives our way. If you want to resist the devil, devil's not going to run from you if you're not being humble to God. Just like he did with Job. He said, watch this. Let me mess with him. He'll curse you to your face. That devil is dastardly. He'll do things like that. And he'll say, that's right. Let me work with him, Lord. Let me work with your girl Karen right there. Let me work with Karen. She'll curse the pastor out when I get through messing with her. I've seen it happen. Sister Karen, she's laughing because she's so sweet. That's a little soldier there. For 14, 15 years she's been soldiering that I've known her. She's something else. I don't want to even tell you her testimony. We'll be here for an hour. I can't do it right now, but on Wednesday night we can talk about it, but she got a testimony. But I'm saying that this is how the devil works. I've seen pastors get in fist fights in the church. Members fighting, cursing each other out. One person threatened somebody with a gun. This wasn't a stranger. This is a church. Huh? The devil will do it. He'll do it. I'm telling you. That's why he said you got to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he'll lift you up.
Amen. Scripture tells us to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift us up. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California, we appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of this life-changing series, Let the Children Come with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God,